Six for gold, she said half to herself.
It's five for heaven, six for hell, Nanny called up. I can just reach it anyway.
The bough broke. There were plenty of others below it, but they merely served as points of interest on the way down. The last one flipped Agnes into a holly bush. Nanny took the invitation from her outflung hand. Rain had made the ink run, but the word weatherwax was still very readable. She scratched at the gold edging with her thumb.
Too much gold, she said. Well, that explains the invite. I told you them birds will steal anything that glitters.
I'm not hurt at all, said Agnes pointedly. The holly quite cushioned my fall.
I'll wring their necks, said Nanny.
The magpies in the trees around the cottage screamed at her.
I think I may have dislocated my hat, however, said Agnes, pulling herself to her feet.
But it was useless angling for sympathy in a puddle, so she gave up.
All right, we found the invitation. It was all a terrible mistake, no one's fault. Now, let's find Granny.
Not if she don't want to be found, said Nanny, rubbing the edge of the card thoughtfully.
You can do borrowing. Even if she left early, some creatures will have seen her.
I don't borrow, as a rule, said Nanny firmly. I ain't got Esme's self-discipline. I gets involved. I was a rabbit for 3 whole days until our Jason went and fetched Esme, and she brought me back. Much longer, and there wouldn't have been a me to come back.
Rabbits sound dull.
Oh, they have their ups and downs.
All right, then, have a look in the boy's glass ball, said Agnes. You're good at that, Magrat told me.
Across the clearing, a crumbling brick fell out of the cottage's chimney.
Not here, then, said Nanny, with some reluctance. It's given me the willies.
Oh, no, as if we didn't have enough. What's he doing here?
Mightily Oates was advancing through the wood. He walked awkwardly, as city people do when traversing real, rutted, leaf-mouldy, twig-strewn soil, and had the concerned look of someone who was expecting to be attacked at any moment by owls, or beetles. In his strange black-and-white clothing, he looked like a human magpie himself. The magpie screamed from the trees.
"Seven for a secret never to be told," said Agnes.
"Seven's a devil in his own self," said Nanny darkly. "You've got your rhyme. I've got mine."
When Oates saw the witches, he brightened up very slightly and blew his nose at them.
"What a waste of skin," muttered Nanny.
"Ah, Mrs. Ogg and Miss Knit," said Oates, inching around some mud. "I trust I find you well?"
"Up till now," said Nanny. "I had, hoped to see Mrs. Weatherwax."
For a moment, the only sound was the chattering of the ravens.
"Hoped?" said Agnes.
"Mrs. Weatherwax," said Nanny.
Yes, it is part of my... I heard she might be ill, and visiting the elderly and infirm is part of our pastoral duties. Of course, I realise that technically we have no pastoral duties, but still, while I'm here..."
Nanny's face was a picture, possibly one painted by an artist with a very strange sense of humour.
"Oh, I'm really sorry she ain't here," she said,
and Agnes knew she was being altogether honest and absolutely nasty.
"Oh, dear, I was going to give her... I was going... Is she well, then?"
"I'm sure she'd be all the better for a visit from you," said Nanny,
and once again there was a strange, curvy sort of truth to this.
"It'd be the sort of thing she'd talk about for days. You can come back any time you want."
Oates looked helpless.
"Then I suppose I'd better be getting back to my tent," he said. "May I accompany you ladies down to the town? There are some dangerous things in the woods."
"We got broomsticks," said Nanny firmly.
The priest looked crestfallen, and Agnes made a decision.
"Hey, broomstick," she said. "I'll walk you. I mean, you can walk me back if you like."
The priest looked relieved. Nanny sniffed. There was a certain weatherwax quality to the sniff.
"Back at my place, then, and no dilly-dallying," she said.
"I don't dilly-dally," said Agnes. "Just see you don't start," said Nanny, and went to find her broomstick.
Agnes and the priest walked in embarrassed silence for a while. At last Agnes said,
"How's the headache?"
"Oh, much better, thank you. It went away. but Her Majesty was kind enough